Welcome to our podcast, Gulf Coast to Space Coast, coming to you from Ruttenberg Studios. I'm Terry Yoder, along with Joe Troy, your educators here. We're going to have a nice discussion about the importance of education and what we offer our Ruttenberg agents.
Good afternoon, Terry. I'm glad to be here today.
Good. Well, for those of you that don't know, I'm Terry Yoder, assistant broker in charge of training. I teach many classes here, both in person and on Zoom, and I've been with Ruttenberg for many years. I've helped out many agents on the phone and in person. And Joe, your credentials.
Yes, I am a licensed broker associate. I am out there selling real estate. I also teach for the Bob Hoke School of Real Estate. So I've been helping Ruttenberg agents for quite a while myself, both, like you say, in the classroom and on Zoom classes. And Lord knows a lot of agents give me phone calls, and I try to help them on the phone also.
That's what we do, because real estate is a wonderful career. But my favorite saying is, the more you learn, the more you earn.
There you go. Absolutely.
And what we enjoy doing the teaching, don't we, Joe?
I do. I really get a lot more satisfaction out of somebody else helping somebody else sell a property, actually, than I do myself. It may not be quite as profitable, but it's more enjoyable and more rewarding.
Exactly. I know what you mean. When the agents say, hey, I closed that big deal, I really feel good for them.
And, absolutely.
And that's what it's all about here at Ruttenberg. You have a great support system with the brokers, with the office staff, and with us educators. Let's start talking about professional education in the three main knowledges that need to be developed.
Okay. I think those three areas are technical knowledge, market knowledge, and product knowledge.
Yes.
Now, when we're talking about the technical aspects of your job, we're not talking about, well, we might be talking about computers and stuff like that, but that would fall into things like contracts and making sure you know how to use the MLS properly to its full capabilities.
Yes, and the MLS has wonderful courses to take online so that you can access the MLS. It is a requirement. But when it comes to the contracts, I do teach separate courses on the listing agreement and the listing forms that are involved, as well as the as-is FAR BAR contract and the riders and addendums that are involved with that. And I spend 1 hour alone when I'm teaching that FAR BAR as-is contract, because it's so important that the agent understands that legal contract in layman terms and can explain it in normal layman English terms to their customer, their buyer or seller. So I take quite a while to kind of break it down, because nobody wants to read that contract word by word to their customer, right, Joe?
You got that, Terry. And a lot of that contract is very easy to understand, but there's a lot of sections in that contract that you have to be very careful about, and you have to make sure that you understand what you're doing. I think most agents have probably had the experience where they have trouble counting the days for a certain event to happen. And if that's one, that's just one of the very simple things that that contract can confuse you over. And you need to, of course, make sure your customers are adhering to that contract. So that's a great class you teach, Terry.
Thank you. And it's exactly what I do, is I pull out the important sections where it talks about, you know, what days are counted. All days, it just can't end on the weekend and that sort of things to make it understandable. The fact is, a newer agent that comes to that class will understand that contract better than an experienced agent that hasn't kept up to date with things. So like I tell newer agents, don't be intimidated. Learn the business, come to the classes, and you will be a good agent, better than a lot of them that are out there.
Absolutely. And with the details like we're just talking about now, and you mentioned the addendums, that's probably doubly important, because the basic contract we use with every transaction. But the addendums, you may only use one out of every five transactions or one every 10 transactions. So it really is important that agents know what they're doing with an FHA. Actually, I hadn't done an FHA addendum in a long time, and I looked at it, and I had to read the statement three times to make sure I understood what I was answering.
Well, that's it. I mean, nobody is going to remember everything that was ever taught to them. So it's important to come to the classes, take some notes that you can refer to, and then also have brokers like we have on duty always two brokers during business hours to call with a quick question. But those brokers don't have the time to take that hour like I do in class to go over the contract. They can answer one specific question, but make sure you get to the classes and learn the contract in general.
And Terry, one of the things I'm working on now for an upcoming class is what happens and how to avoid getting in legal trouble. And the first thing, of course, is make sure you fill out your contracts properly. And if you have any questions about how to fill out the contract, the last thing you want to do is guess. Please don't be embarrassed about asking a contract question. This is the as-is contract that you're referring to. That's a 12-page legal document. So if you forget some aspect of that contract, don't guess and end up in a lawsuit.
Oh, absolutely. That is what you have the support system here at Ruttenberg for. Call the broker and get the right answer. Don't guess.
So, Terry, I'm working on that legal course right now, and I'm looking forward to presenting it. I think Bob Hogue, I referred to my class as students. Here, these are active agents.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to presenting that material to the agents at Charles Ruttenberg.
Yes, we are always developing new classes, and we do look for ideas, input from agents of things that they'd like to know more of, because we've already mentioned that we do the obvious classes on the listing agreement, the as-is contract. And Joe, you do the other classes. Name a couple other classes that you do.
So on the marketing side, I have a class on farming, which I think is very important. I'm a big advocate of farming. I think it really helps agents develop a solid business that will produce repeat and referral business for a long period of time. Not only that, but that farming class teaches you certain skills and tactics that you can use and that are beneficial in farming and in other aspects of your marketing. So I think that's a good class.
Oh, it is. And like I explain to agents every day, getting that license, congratulations, you did a good job getting that license, but that license alone will not make you any money. You have to get in front of people. You have to build that funnel of prospects and clients. And at the bottom of that funnel will come commission checks.
Terry, somebody told me that real estate is a contact sport.
It is.
Right?
Right.
You got to go out there and make contact with people.
Yes.
And farming is one way to do that. There's lots of ways to prospect. So agents should survey the possibilities and see what works for them. But you can learn a lot in all of these prospecting classes that will help you in another way. By the way, Terry, another class that I'm really big on that students learn a lot from is my market conditions class.
Yes.
A lot. Right now, we know it's a severe seller's market. Everybody knows that, and it's going to be for a while. So, but how do you explain that to customers that are afraid to make decisions, not understanding the ramifications of that? One of the things we have to do is sell our customers on our recommendations.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to suggest to a seller that they have to bid over list price to buy a house, what information can you give them to demonstrate that your recommendation is a good one?
Exactly. You have to show them the evidence as to why they need to act this way.
And that's one of the things that we cover in that market conditions class. And more people, when I mention market conditions and I mention some of the things that I talk about, people become more and more interested in that class. So I think people should check for that class on our schedule also.
Oh, absolutely. Again, check the class schedule. Another very popular one that I developed just a few months ago, free and low-cost lead generation ideas. Now, I'm obviously getting a lot of interest in that one because leads, you can buy them and they can be worthless. But in my class, I teach you how to either with no cost or very low cost, get out there and try to find some people to talk to.
We're in an unusual business, Terry, because when you stop and think about it, everybody we come in contact to, no matter how we come in contact with them, is a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
But how do you work that down from meeting a man on the street to finding out who's a viable prospect and who to spend your time with?
See, you've looked in on my building your real estate business class.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to copy from you, Terry.
Yeah. No, I mean, we actually do watch each other's classes from time to time. Everybody can learn something. Nobody knows everything.
But you got that right.
Yeah, but in my building your real estate business class, I do point out that we all come in contact with people every day. And this is how you expand upon that to see which one of these people in your sphere of influence is going to be the next person that you help with a real estate deal. There's more people that you know out there than you realize that are going to be in need of a real estate expert within the next year.
And Terry, people laugh at me because they all know that nobody's ever seen me outside of a logoed apparel, whether it's for Charles Ruttenberg or Bob Hogue. But wherever I go, people know I'm in real estate.
And that's the key. You know, everybody has to know what you do one way or another, whether you're sending out emails or whether you're wearing the apparel.
Even when I go to the gym, Terry,
You go to the gym?
Well.
Oh, sorry.
In this little pandemic period, I might have a little bit of improvement to do in that area, but let's not focus on that right now. Let's say when I go to the gym.
Yes.
I do have sleeveless T-shirts with huge Charles Ruttenberg logos on the back.
Why did you have to say sleeveless? But the Ruttenberg logo is good.
Well, I didn't mean to put that image in your head, Terry, but I don't know what to say. Deal with it.
But yes, super important. Again, everybody needs to know what you do so that you are top of mind when they think they have a real estate need. And you don't want them every day. Don't you get agents that come to you and say, oh my gosh, my best friend just used another agent instead of me. It's terrible.
Terry, you got that. And I tell you what happened to me one time. I'm very careful about when I talk to my friends outside the real estate business. One time I had an experience where, because I enjoy teaching so much, a friend of mine thought all I did was teach.
Oh.
And he told me about a bad experience he had with another agent showing him property. And I said, why didn't you call me?
And he said, I thought you just taught. Yeah, I thought you only taught.
And I was like, no, drop that woman. I'll help you. And I did sell him a house eventually, but it taught me a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If I'm going to talk about myself or somebody asks me what's going on or somebody asks me how I'm doing, I'm going to talk about selling real estate.
Yes.
I'm not talking about teaching. I'm not talking about my last vacation. I'm talking about what a great experience I had getting somebody their first home. Or right now I'm working with somebody buying their retirement home.
Wonderful.
Those are the kinds of stories I want to be telling when people ask me, what's new with you this month?
Exactly. Yeah, myself, when people ask about what I do, I don't normally mention that I train agents. I'll say I'm a part of an exciting real estate market in Florida, and I love what I do.
Right now it's a little bit too exciting, Terry.
Well, we need some excitement in our life.
We do. We do. No doubt.
Yeah. But again, make sure that our agents know that they're to let everybody know what they do. It's super important because you want them to come to you.
And Terry, of course, we have other classes too, like totally unrelated to anything we've talked about just now. I teach a negotiation class.
Yeah, and that's super important, especially
Another important topic. Mm-hmm. And Terry, I don't know if you – I apologize. I forgot if you mentioned it in the beginning of our conversation. But I'm always asking our agents what other topics they want us to cover. Because
yeah.
There's a whole – I'll be more than happy to research a topic and put together a course and be able to deliver it, like you said, either on Zoom or in person. And that's really kind of how the legal class came about. I was talking to Fred, and I told him some experiences I had, and he said, you know, we really need to develop a course on that so people have a better appreciation for that.
Yes.
And people can stay out of court, dare I say. So we will develop those courses, for lack of a better term, on demand.
Yeah.
So please communicate with us.
Yeah. Let us know what your needs are. We do develop with the needs of the agents in mind. Like we said, we do the obvious. I do the Ruttenberg Files class where I explain to agents everything that is available to them, the multitude of information at ruttenbergfiles.com and how to create files. But then we also do the other things. Another class I do is how to make more money being ethical and professional. Now, that doesn't sound exciting, does it, Joe?
Well, sounds important to me.
But it is important. Because you want to be the kind of person that people want to deal with, not just the public, but other agents, appraisers, mortgage people, title. You know, if you're ethical and professional, you're the go-to person as a real estate agent, and more people want to work with you. And what happens when more people want to work with you?
more people work with you.
You make more money.
And that too. Absolutely. I always try to make the point that we're in a very unusual industry because I don't know of any other industry where if you have a good working relationship with your competitors, that's going to help your business.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is, if you're recognized in your field, and by that I mean the geography that you work, and the other agents know that you're going to do business with you, they're more likely to sell your listings. They're more likely to bring their buyers to your listings.
Yes.
And that is so important. You want to have that reputation as a good person to deal with, as a good, maybe a tough but fair negotiator.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a tough negotiator.
No.
As long as you're polite, professional, and fair.
And that's the key. That's the key. Professional, fair, and polite. As a broker in the office, the three of us brokers here in Clearwater will tell you a lot of times we end up being referees, that some agents don't look at the big picture. They're looking at some problems with the current deal, and we all have them. One of my favorite sayings is, you get one easy deal a year, and this one isn't it.
Boy, that's a good line. I like that, Terry. Can I borrow that?
Sure, you can borrow it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
but the point is, look at the big picture. Yes, you might have to even credit to one of the customers, credit to the buyer, like $500 because they just don't have it or just don't want to pay for something. You'll get the whole commission that way. I tell them, isn't $5,000 instead of $5,500 better than zero? Plus the repeat and referral.
Yeah, repeat and referral. That's so important. I know what some people think R&R means, but to me it means repeat and referral.
Yes. And that's the most important part of our business, to build your business.
I was pointing that out in another class earlier today, Terry, because, you know, if you think about those agents that don't have that kind of relationship with their customer base and they don't generate huge amounts of repeat and referral business, where are they in year five?
Exactly.
If you have to generate a new lead from scratch every time, first of all, you're probably not going to make it till year five. What makes this job much more fun, much more profitable is to have repeat and referral business.
Oh, and have the relationships. Yes.
I have a family that I work with where I'm really the family real estate agent. I sold the parents their house. I sold the eldest child their house. And now I'm working with the second child to buy his first house. That's a great scenario.
Yes.
And you don't have to pay for those leads.
No.
So by the time you get later into those years in your business, if you're a newbie and you're worried about how you're going to keep getting all these leads, think repeat and referral business.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how you build your business. And it's fun. And we need to be a people person. And when you're a people person and genuinely have the interest of the needs of your customer, that money and that business is going to come to you down the year, year 5, year 10. It's about relationships, people. It's about building relationships.
Terry, I don't know if I ever talked to you about this particular statistic, and maybe you know it anyway, but only 13% of real estate consumers are likely to do business with a real estate agent that they've done business with in the past. Have you ever heard that?
I have heard that. I've taught that in one of my classes.
Okay.
And then I ask, why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, you're not doing – first of all, either you didn't do a very good job with them the first time or you're not keeping in touch with them.
Exactly. That's the key. You're not keeping in touch with them. There's been a NAR survey that said that 85% of people would use their realtor again, but only 15% do. That's horrifying, isn't it?
It really is, because if you talk to, let's say, an automobile salesman or you talk to an insurance salesman – they couldn't survive on that.
No.
And like I said, what makes your job a lot easier and a lot more fun, a lot more profitable when you get to year 4 and 5 is repeat and referral business. The other thing you get to do there, hopefully you can cut back on your advertising and promotional budget because you're going to spend all that time and effort in personal contact.
Yes. And you're going to be more profitable because you're not spending that money on marketing.
And it's so much more fun.
Yeah. And that's the key. You know the old saying, if you enjoy what you do, you never work a day in your life.
I'll second that motion. Absolutely.
See, these cliches and these old sayings, they're true. And as the years go by, other old guys like us will repeat them, won't we, Joe?
Oh, you got that right. And, you know, that brings up another good point about this is I think sometimes people are disappointed that we may not have spectacular new creative ideas on what to do. But you know what the fact of the matter is? In any activity, and I'm a big baseball fan, Terry, you know that.
Go Rays.
Go Rays. And part of the reason you see a baseball team like the Rays being successful is you just get the fundamentals right.
Yes.
The Rays are a great example of that. You get the fundamentals right. So in real estate, sales, get the fundamentals right. Follow up with those customers. Call them for no reason at all and say, how you doing? Send them a card on the anniversary date of their home purchase.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, do things just out of the ordinary to contact people. Let them know that you're out there and that you know about real estate. You are the go-to professional.
Yes. There's no magic bullet. You know, I've had newer agents say, oh, what's the secret to success? What do I do? Well, first of all, if I had the magic bullet and the secret to success, I would be a multimillionaire and I probably wouldn't be teaching. There is no magic bullet. But the key is there's different things you can do that are fundamental, and there's different things you can do that are a little outside the box. I have agents that like to door knock. I have agents that still cold call. I have agents that do open houses. But is that right for everybody? No. Find what works for you. If it works, repeat it.
Well, that is one of the neat things about this industry. Because this industry is so big and so broad, you can find your strength. You can find your niche.
Yes.
That's part of the reason I got into education. In earlier career, I've been in real estate about 15 years. My professional career, let's just say, is a little bit longer than 15 years. I don't want to give away my age here. But at any rate, so when I got into real estate, I looked at all the different opportunities I had and where I could be successful.
Yes.
And I had experience in adult education before, mm-hmm. so I wanted to do that in real estate.
Awesome.
But think about the breadth. I mean, just in the Tampa Bay area, not to say the least about Gulf Coast to Space Coast, I mean, we have beach properties, downtown properties, we have golf course properties, we have everything. So you can pick your specialty and you can work in it. And hey, if you love golf, then become a specialist in golf courses and we'll help you do that.
Yeah.
Or not golf courses, but golf course. Well, yes, golf courses.
Golf courses.
But yes, golf course homes is what I was thinking of. But hey, you know, somebody buys it. There are agents that represent buyers and sellers of golf courses too.
Yes. But that goes to one of the things I teach in my lead generation class. If you have something you enjoy that is in contact with people, it could be a running club, it could be golf, it could be a lot of different things, it could be a charity that you're involved in. Just get involved. It's a people business, and that's where to go. People, you have to be out there in the world and build the relationships and let them know what you can do for them in real estate. And this is just a small example of how we teach our classes, right, Joe?
That's right. The emphasis is always on building your business.
Yes. And building your business, giving you the tools that you need. And we're happy to be a part of Ruttenberg's education system. And thank you for everybody for listening. And again, if you have any ideas for classes you'd like to see, let us know. Anything to end us up here, Joe?
Terry, I really appreciate your comments today. And the only other thing I want to add is, and I might have indicated this before, but our classes don't end with that classroom. Because if you need to follow up with us on implementing the ideas that we talk about in our classes, hey, we make ourselves available. Give us a call, and we'll help you with the implementation of our concepts.
Absolutely. We enjoy what we do. I think you can all tell. Well, let's wrap this up. I want to thank our sponsor, Integrity Title. I've used Integrity. I honestly feel they're the best out there, and I thank them very much for sponsoring these podcasts. We enjoy them.
You got that right.
This is a Charles Ruttenberg Realty podcast, from Gulf Coast to Space Coast. This podcast is sponsored by Integrity Title and Guarantee Agency, LLC, where integrity is guaranteed.